AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Police now say there were at least three suspects involved in a food festival shooting in Seattle. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
A 15-year-old is one of the suspects in a shootout during a food festival in Seattle this weekend that killed three people and injured four others, including a 2-year-old. A judge ordered the teen held for investigation of firearms violations and first-degree assault. According to court documents, police now believe there were at least three suspects involved. The teen, an acquaintance who died at the scene, and at least one other unknown person, which they had not mentioned in their midday news conference. Seattle Mayor Katie Wilson.
While the police department continues their investigations, we cannot let up on implementing a multi-pronged gun violence strategy. We know that gun violence can be prevented.
Food vendors like Adam Lombardo were allowed to return Monday to collect their equipment.
It's really sad because you think that three innocent people aren't getting up with their families.
I'm Jennifer King.
Seattle police say the shooting may have been gang-related. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet with President Trump today, the first meeting since the two leaders launched a joint war against Iran. A White House official who spoke on condition of anonymity says the two leaders plan to discuss the framework agreement the U.S. and Israel signed with Lebanon over the Israel-Hezbollah war and the expansion of the Abraham Accords. Meanwhile, mediators led by Qatar and Pakistan made progress in efforts to restart U.S.-Iran negotiations. That's according to two officials who spoke to the AP. The U.S. and Iran have not claimed any strikes for 3 days. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will also meet with Trump ahead of Senator Lindsey Graham's funeral, their second sit-down this month. The massive fires in France and Spain have forced hundreds of thousands of people to flee their homes. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. A trial is underway for a woman in Massachusetts accused of killing her 3 young children.
This case involves Lindsay Clancy's mental state. Her attorney, Kevin Reddington, says postpartum psychosis is the reason she killed her 3 children, ages 5 and younger. He says she received a prescription for the antidepressant Zoloft.
She didn't take the Zoloft for a couple of weeks because she was breastfeeding. She was afraid to have the baby have anything to do with drugs, but ultimately couldn't do it any longer, took the Zoloft. And was spun out of control. Well, because you can hear evidence, because she was bipolar. You don't give a bipolar person Zoloft, but she got it.
Prosecutor Shannon Buckingham argues Lindsay Clancy was not psychotic that day.
This was a woman who acted intentionally, rationally, and swiftly to accomplish a very specific goal, to kill.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.